Taurus sun or ascendant. Taurus, my love, how do you feel about yourself right now? How do you value yourself? It's time to trust that even if things change, that they're changing because it's necessary. What you used to find stable and grounding is asking you to be looked at from a different perspective. Can you do that? Look, the amount of resistance that you have to do things differently will only result in the change and the actual transition from one place to another, from one space to another, to be that much more difficult. So what is the change that is occurring in your life right now that you are resisting? Look, expansion of your ability to be intimate with others, to communicate in a different way with others is available to you if you're willing to open yourself up. You don't have to go fast or lose yourself in the process, but you do have to move. This is for several reasons. Look, this equinox, which includes the sun and Venus in Aries, is in your 12th house of the subconscious, of things processing behind the scenes, of you doing some kind of internal work in order to allow yourself to move through the world in a much lighter way, to not be so stuck in your ways. This is what the cosmic opening in the 12th house is. So for the next 3 months, the cosmos are urging you, how do you find the sense of safety and sureness within yourself without fearing not being comfortable? Okay. Then you have Gemini, you have Mars in Gemini, in your second house of self-worth and money and values and possessions. So Mars in Gemini is connecting to Saturn in Aquarius, which is in your 10th house. This is actually a really, really, really great time for you to look to do something different for a living, or for you to perhaps ask for a promotion, or to move forward with a project that is very much your own. I wouldn't be surprised if for a while now you've been feeling somewhat stuck and bored and unstimulated by the work that you do. There's something that just doesn't feel the same. And whether you realize it or not, especially over the last year, you've been leaning towards something different. You've at the very least, you've been curious about, what if I did that for a living instead? What if I ask certain questions? What if I Google something really quickly? But then your very Taurian ways bring you back to saying, no, this is safety. This is what I know. This is what pays my bills. This is what pays my rent. And look, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I am by no means telling you to just quit your job and, do this brand new thing. No, like I said, you don't have to go fast. You don't have to lose yourself in the process, but you do have to move. And a lot of that 12th house work that the sun and Venus are doing in your 12th house, behind the scenes, the subconscious, the bringing up the fears, the bringing up of, why can't I courageously move towards that which feels much truer to me? That's what's coming up for you. And the next 3 months are exactly for that, are for you to accept that which you desire is actually what you want and desire, that it's okay to go for it, but that there is some resistance. And that resistance, if you intentionally begin to loosen it up, little by little, will move you in the direction of doing something brand new for a living, especially come the end of this year. I can even see something unfolding for you by the time May and June come. Now look, if you're a Taurus who isn't afraid and you're like, I'm done, I already quit my job, I'm going for it, these next 3 months are very much about working behind the scenes. This is about getting the website up. This is about networking. Because remember, Saturn in Aquarius, yes, it's in your 10th house of career, but Aquarius is the sign of community. So a lot of the work that you're going to do has to do with community. You have to network. You have to get out there. And if you're one of the Tauruses that doesn't feel comfortable doing that, well, then that's a way of you getting outside of your comfort zone. Because my love, Uranus, the planet of the unexpected and the planet that shakes us out of your comfort zone, shakes us out of our comfort zone, is on your sign. It's on your sign. So again, while Sun and Venus are doing their thing in the 12th house behind the scenes, whether it means actually doing the work behind the scenes, creating content or sending your resume out or talking to different people, creating different connections, or you looking into your resistance, looking into your fear, Uranus is supporting you. It's supporting you to come out of your comfort zone and do things differently. Mars in Gemini in your second house is about being willing to take action to make money in different ways. This ability to, in a very Gemini way, look at different ways to bring in income. And Saturn in Aquarius in the 10th house is supporting that and saying, you got to stay committed though. Yes, you have to look for different options. You have to look for different avenues, but you have to stay committed. Saturn, the planet of commitment. Mars, the planet of action. Stay committed to your action. Do the work behind the scenes so that come May, June, July, when we will experience the eclipses, when we will experience another Mercury retrograde, when we will experience the summer solstice, you're at a point where you're much clearer about where you stand than where you are now. And you'll be able to move forward towards what you desire with a much clearer idea, with much clearer intentions. But right now you're still setting the groundwork, but you have to be willing to come outside of your comfort zone in order to do that. Okay. I hope this is helpful, and I'll catch you soon. Have a good one.